From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Matt says, isn't the Warriors' greatness argument pointless unless they win 16 more games?
It is.
It is.
This is all assuming that they will.
Even if they win the 73, which I expect them to, if they don't win the title...
That Bulls team was better. There's not even a discussion. The problem is the argument only goes one way with a lot of people, particularly people who are desperately grasping onto the past greatness. If the Warriors don't win 16, there's no way they're better than the Bulls. If the Warriors do win 16, they're still not better than the Bulls.
So your Rockets, they're in a position now. All they have to do is win, and they get your beloved Warriors in the first round.
The Rockets have a better chance of winning the lottery as the first team out of the playoffs than they do of winning a series against the Warriors.
They're not good enough to beat anybody in the West right now. Have you not watched this team for the last month? I'm with you. I would much rather see them go ahead and just lose that game, get a lottery ball, hit the reset button.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you know what? If you missed any of the first 2 hours, some of the stuff you heard there, some other really good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. And a couple things from Twitter, Juan LOLing at that Laker fan. I he was great right up until, what are you wishing that Correa and J.J. Watt evil? The hell? I mean, I get the Harden thing. You know, that's a statement A.J.'s made. But the Astros will never win with Carlos Correa and the Texans will never win with J.J. Watt?
I don't think that's true.
Okay. You know what?
I think he's saying he hopes that they don't.
No, he was saying they will never win with those guys. That was his exact statement. Well.
Listen, saying a Houston team's not going to win isn't exactly like a – that's not a bet.
No, but it's not on Watt and Correa.
No, it's not because of those guys. I think the Rockets won't win because of James Harden.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Make that point. Just, you know.
I think the other two, I don't think that's on – I don't think that's online.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. And Lamont said I didn't pay off on my guitar list promise. I didn't say I was going to do it today. I said I was going to do a new list. And as usual, when I do something like this, I way overdo it. I have 5 categories – that I'm judging everyone on, and I'm going through about 100 guys to narrow it down to 10. And no offense to anybody who's a fan of any of these guitarists that we talked about yesterday, I respect guitar players' opinions about guitarists more than I do average people.
Right.
So one of the big ones is I went through the 2 guitar magazines to get their lists, and that's going to be worth a point for each one because those guys know what they're doing. And then one of the categories is how hard is it for me to learn to play one of their solos?
Okay.
How much time does it take? So, and nobody's buying that he's 46 or 48, whatever it was. Everybody thinks he's in his 70s.
Maybe, well, if he is, it's even more impressive to me.
Hmm?
He did sound old. That's why it threw me off.
That's why you asked.
Yeah, that he was saying such rational things about, you know, not being a hater. Because typically the old people are the ones who are grasping onto the past harder than anyone.
Right. And he was...
The older you get, the more curmudgeon-like you get.
But see, that's why I kind of found it strange, because right at the end, he went full curmudgeon.
Yeah.
So, I'll never win with those guys. All right. I'm just going to blast through this real quick for the 8 people who care about hockey. But for those of you who care to bet, I'm going to give you a bunch of bets. Maybe I should do it in the Canadian voice. Hey,
don't
geez.
Do that. That'll be really obnoxious.
It's my soccer, or my hockey voice, hey?
Please don't.
Really? All right. So there's 2 series I'm going to bet, and I'll just go through each series real quickly. But the one that I'm not sure about, the Washington-Philadelphia series, obviously the Capitals are the heavy favorite. I'm going to bet against them simply because until they do it. There's 3 things I look for in my future bets. One are teams that have been there before. One are teams that have an elite center, elite defenseman, and elite goalie.
Okay.
Everything else around that. If you've got that, you can win. And I also love to fade teams that tend to choke in the playoffs. This might be the Capitals' year, but right now at plus 280, no thank you. No value in that whatsoever. I will pass on it. The team I really liked was Pittsburgh, but they're down to plus 600 now. And Well, we'll get to that in a second. But the Washington-Philadelphia series, I don't think this is a cakewalk for the Capitals. The Flyers have been in playoff hockey for a month. And since they brought up the Ghost, he's been terrific. This team fought its way into the playoffs. Washington wins, but that's not going to be an easy series. As far as the series price, there's no value there. Pittsburgh and the Rangers, there's no price up right now. I would not get in the habit of betting against the Rangers, but this Pittsburgh team, ever since the coaching change, they got better when Malkin got hurt. Crosby's been terrific. Letang has had a Norris-type year for them defensively, so they have the center, they have the defenseman. The problem is Marc-Andre Fleury has a concussion, and as great as he's been in goal, if he doesn't play, Matt Murray, who's one of the best prospects in hockey right behind him, he got hurt too.
Yeah.
If they don't have either one of those guys, they're in deep trouble. If they have them both, I think they can win the Cup. If they don't, they're out against the Rangers in the first round. So I'll see what that price is tomorrow once I find out what's going on. Florida and the Islanders. I like the Florida Panthers here quite a bit. And this is a team of old guys that nobody pays any attention to because they're Florida. But Panthers are minus 155. Not for me on that. But if you want to bet on the series, I feel pretty good that the Panthers are going to win this one and move on to the next round. Is that all the East? Did I miss? Oh, no. Here's my big play. Red Wings plus 130 against the Lightning. Steven Stamkos out.
This is 8-1, right?
This is No. The Lightning, Washington's won.
Okay.
Yeah, Lightning faded pretty badly at the end of the season. Here's why. No Steven Stamkos. No Strawman, who's one of their better defensemen. They use all kinds of ways. The Red Wings, much like the Flyers, have been in get in the playoff mode for the last month. And I like the Red Wings in this series. I'll take them at plus 130, and I'll feel very good about that. So that's one of my plays there. And moving on to the West, where I would not be in the habit of betting against the Blackhawks or the Kings. The Blues and Blackhawks series should be very interesting. The Blues are... They're a really good team that can't win in the playoffs. And they're one of those teams, if they can get past the Blackhawks, I could see them going all the way. But I don't think they're getting past the Blackhawks because, again, I'm not in the habit of betting against the Blackhawks either. So no play on that series. I do predict the Blackhawks win it, though. If you want to play Blackhawks in 7, that would be a decent play. Although the Blues have to win game 1. Duncan Keith suspended for a game. Sharks and Kings. Very interesting series because the Kings are minus 150. I would not bet them at that. I do like the Sharks a little bit at plus 125. The only thing that worries me is the Kings have been in the Sharks' head ever since 2 years ago when they were down 3-0 in the first round, came back and won, and then went on to win the Stanley Cup. So that's one that I will pass on, but I do think the Kings win. Here's another bet that I am all over. This is a 2-7 matchup, and I am pounding the 7. Predators plus 155 against the Ducks. Your Predators, AJ.
Yeah.
I like this team. I think, and this is another team that I think is a long-shot Stanley Cup contender, and unfortunately they're down to 17-1 now. I did bet them at 25, but they're down to 17 now to win the Cup. But the one thing I like is the midseason trade they made for Ryan Johansson. That gave them the center they needed. And he's not quite at a point per game for them, but he's finally started to figure out what he's doing with that offense. They've always had great defense and great goaltending, and now they're scoring goals too. I do like the Predators to win the series.
I hope you're right.
No price up right now on Dallas-Minnesota. I was going to pick an 8-1, but Zach Parise, who is an absolute superstar for the Wild, is having back problems, so that's why there's no price up. If he's healthy, I think the Wild upset the Stars. Another team that made a coaching change, played much better over the second half. Always had the talent. They just weren't playing very well. And I honestly think the Stars are not built for the playoffs. I'll be surprised if they go through and win the West, and they're a very short price to win the whole thing. But one thing they don't have is they don't play great defense. They hide that by great puck possession, and their goaltending's questionable. I don't think that's going to get you through in the West because you're probably going to run into – the Kings or the Blackhawks at some point, and those teams are just perfectly built for the playoffs. So if Zach Parise is healthy and they put up a number that's 2-1, 2.5-1, take the Wild. So the actual bets for sure, I'm betting Predator Series plus 155. I'm betting Red Wings series plus 130. For my future bets, I'm already in on 25-1 on the Predators. I caught the Penguins at 12-1 before it dropped. So I have one in each league. And the other team that I am looking at possibly throwing a few bucks on is, where the heck did it go? I'm going to watch that, I'm going to watch the Sharks a little bit. Because if the Sharks can shake off that Kings curse, that's a team that can go a long way. And they're 12-1 right now. So, there you go. That's your, there's kind of a cool bet on the site. To win the Stanley Cup, it's got, you can bet what they call the Big Four to win: Washington, Dallas, Pittsburgh, or Anaheim, minus 120. They won't win, minus 120. I'd lean won't win because I'm already willing to throw a line through Dallas and Anaheim. So essentially,
I feel like you're willing to throw a line through Dallas because you don't like their style.
It doesn't work in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just me that doesn't like their style. They're a very good regular season team, but we see this every year in hockey where there's a team that just kills it in the regular season. See, I'm not so sure that the Ducks are – I mean, they had a nice run last year, and they probably should have beaten the Blackhawks, but I'm not so sure they're built for it either. I don't like the way he juggles his goaltenders. Yeah, that's another thing. You gotta have a guy and stick to that guy. Stars, that's kind of questionable. The Sharks, too, a little bit, because once they brought in Reimer, there was – some talk that he might start. So anyway, there's some. That's what I'm playing. You don't have to play it, but if you want to have some interest in the Stanley Cup, and I have to say, hockey playoff much greater than basketball playoff in terms of drama and interest. Well, not interest, but certainly in drama and close games. Right. All right, there you go. Done. No more hockey. And if anybody asks, I can just say, oh, no, go listen to segment one of the 6 o'clock hour on Tuesday. That's all my hockey talk for the year. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN Radio Mike and Mike Extra Point.
How many chances should he get? Let someone else have a chance now, because this guy can't keep himself off testing positive. It's a joke. I'm sorry, you know, and if you're looking for the touchy-feely, I feel bad for this guy. I don't. It's his own fault. He's doing it to himself over and over and over again. Great player on the field. Sorry, can't take care of his business off the field. My opinion, give somebody else a chance. There's plenty of people out there doing it the right way. There's plenty of stars out there that we didn't hear of. They got a chance, and they made the most of their situation because they did it the right way. I hope he gets help because his life is more important than his football career. But don't look at this guy to sit here and say, oh, I feel bad for him. He's doing it all to himself.
Hear more from Mike and Mike tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This June, the world's best soccer players are coming to Houston. Chicharito, Giovanni Dos Santos, James Rodriguez, and many more for a tournament 100 years in the making. 32 games, 16 teams, one champion. The Copa America Centenario. Dome is Colombia versus Costa Rica, Mexico versus Venezuela, and a semifinal match at NRG Stadium. Individual tickets are on sale now at CA2016.com. That's CA2016.com.
The Chop House Cheddar Burger is back at Whataburger.
First of all, you start with a large bun,
two patties,
shredded cheddar cheese,
a creamy sauce,
creamy steak sauce.
My personal favorite part is the onions, the grilled onions and bacon.
Grilled perfection.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Love it.
You take a bite. It's hard to describe. It's hard to put into words.
The Chop House Cheddar Burger.
Chop House Cheddar Burger. It's back.
I don't have anything else to compare it to. It's the best out there, I think.
The Chop House Cheddar Burger is back.
Only at Whataburger and only for a limited time.
Even in fairy tales, happily ever after doesn't just happen. It always needs a little help. That's why for over 100 years, Benbridge Jeweler has been dedicated to helping couples begin their happily ever after. The team of engagement experts at Benbridge is here to help you on your romantic journey. We'll assist you in selecting the perfect diamond and just the right ring from a wide selection of the most beautiful styles, including the exclusive Signature Forever Mark Diamond Collection. Only Benbridge offers the remarkable Signature Forever Mark diamond, responsibly sourced and hand-selected for its beauty and rarity, then crafted with the Benbridge Signature Cut to maximize brilliance. The result is the most beautiful diamond we've ever offered. So make sure your fairy tale starts with a trip to Benbridge Jeweler. Happily ever after begins here.
Benbridge.
The Galleria, Willowbrook Mall, Memorial City Mall, and Benbridge.com.
Okay, this is the time, and your Texas Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, folks, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah!
Ford F-150 and Super Duty, making every other truck brand history. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month. It's a stampede of savings. Get to Truck Month at your best in Texas Ford dealer today.
Folks, each and every day I come in contact with the best of the best in their respective professions in the wonderful, wacky world of sport. And that's the way my personal life is conducted. I have the best of the best when it comes to my doctors and our great community. That is why Dr. Philip Matoran is on my speed dial at 713-665-8887. He is the best ear, nose, and throat specialist I have ever used. DrMatorin.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mark says, thanks for talking hockey. I'm one of your eight listeners that's a huge hockey fan. You know, the best thing to do is we should all just get together at the Maple Leaf once a week and talk hockey rather than me talk about it on the radio.
I think that's a great idea.
Lamont, who changes his his Twitter handle all the time, which is now Snow Black F. Morey, says, took a huge gamble in that segment with Hockey Talk. Now you guys should talk harmonicas and the clarinet. I'm of the opinion there's a lot more people here that care about that than you realize because the makeup of this city now. But anyway, if not, cool. At least you got some gambling stuff out of it, hopefully. All right, one call, and then I'm going to turn it into a – I'm going to go to a weird story for you. Since I just hockeyed you to death, I'm going to come back with something completely different. But let's take Dave's call first. Go, Dave.
Hey, sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, thanks so much for talking hockey. I just wanted to let you guys know this is the first time calling in, so there's actually 9 hockey fans in town as opposed to 8. So I just wanted to give you that count. But wanted also to support the Red Wings bet and for the following reasons. One, most importantly, Pavel Datsyuk has announced his retirement. So this is his last run at the playoffs. Two, Jimmy Howard is back, and he's got something to prove. So I think from the goalie perspective, I think you have a hot goalie. And then the third, which is Dylan Larkin, who could very well be the rookie of the year. Just wanted to support you, Fred, and your efforts on that bet. And thanks for the good show.
Thank you, sir. Actually, I think Panarin's going to win the rookie of the year for the Blackhawks, even though he played in Russia and he's older. He's still going to win the rookie of the year. But Dylan Larkin is one of the best young American players. Had a terrific season. He's a fun kid to watch. And by the way, all right, this is the very last hockey word. Congratulations, an American finally won the scoring title. Patrick Kane led the league in scoring. America. Take that, Canadians. How many of your teams made the playoffs? You know how much grief I have to take from you people all the time about hockey?
You chose to live with one, sir.
I know. That's why I take a lot of grief over it. So, yeah. Anyway. All right. So I have an app for you, AJ. And it applies to husband, too. So just, it says, are you a bad boyfriend?
Or, terrible.
Well, or husband, right?
No, pretty good husband.
Do you, like, buy gifts for your wife all the time? Or
all the time? No.
Okay.
Occasionally, though, yeah.
Well, there is a betterboyfriend.me, which is a service that sends girlfriends and wives a present every month for about $70. So you pay $70 a month, and they make sure they get some kind of a present. Now, I wonder if this goes for both girlfriends and wives. Is it the same $70,
sure you
or
some,
do you
no,
got to
no, buy,
buy
two
okay.
packages? $70 per person.
Members choose from a list of 7 possible gifts. Stuff like chocolate, tea sets, manicures, and...
I feel like if you just gave me $70 a month, I could find the time to go buy something every month.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's spending $70 on chocolates?
Well, that's the thing. I just saying, I'm trying to help these guys who are bad boyfriends.
It better be a chocolate hand that moves.
Well, this guy, he also tried to... He thought about coming up with a dog-sharing idea. And it says, I see all these rich guys looking just miserable walking dogs, and I realize the dog is only valuable 5% of the time. So what if we got a stoner guy who would babysit and you can rent the dog out? But then dog owners would have first right of refusal. I'm not letting a stoner have my dog.
No.
That's crazy. There's another one called Invisible Boyfriend, which allows users to design and build a believable social partner who is everything you want and is always available to talk whenever you want. It prompts with a sort of Mad Libs to come up with a cute meet cute story. The end result is a boyfriend who can text with you all day. Virtual, of course.
Right.
Yeah. None of this appeals to you, huh?
No.
So, well, the founder of it launched it to give users a fake boyfriend to deter unwanted advances, but found people have grown attached to the partners. Many more users are seeking companionship through conversation rather than external proof of relationship to get people off their back. I guess that kind of goes into that next step of robots.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay
I'm terrified
with.
Of the robot revolution. You seem to be welcoming it.
No, I am.
The only thing I want to happen with robots, I want to get rid of fast food workers and replace them with robots. I do want that.
Hmm.
I feel like they'll be more effective. Well, or I really just need to stop eating fast food. I should just let them keep their jobs and stop and force myself to stop eating fast food.
Hmm.
Have a hard time with that, though.
I don't do much fast food. I mean, I bet the only fast food I do is Whataburger.
Yeah,
that's it. About once a week, I'll go. I can't help myself. I love those Whataburgers. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Did you see Iggy Azalea's threat to Nick Young?
I did not.
Well, she wasn't happy.
She ain't playing with that anymore.
No, but she's not calling off her engagement yet. But he is. Oh, you got the quote? Awesome.
Whatever bro code is or whatever unspoken code that is, I don't really care.
That's
because
gone.
I have a actual spoken commitment that you're going to get married to me. And that involves not doing any of those other things. So,
but like, does the guy like
screw
you?
Guy code.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned about guy code. How about what this person said in the video? That's what I care about sitting at home, obviously.
But there's two types of athlete wives, okay? There's the side of the wives that pretty much drive themselves crazy doing Law Order SVU, following, looking in bags, investigating a man on every road trip, and they just ain't never going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of the ladies who, like, listen, you're an athlete, you're at the top level, I expect, just don't let it come home.
No, I'm not either of those.
Don't let it come home. I mean, but those are the ones that we meet. They're women who are like, hey, I'm cool with it, just it better not come to me.
No, I'm not cool with it. Like, you will have half a penis.
Oh. Okay, now we're not cutting off stuff now. I mean, like.
You may want to get out of there, man. Swaggy. You
may want to. Anybody that threatens to cut off mine, see ya.
You may want to get out of there. Although, I will say, he can't have that rule with her because she's more famous than him.
There is that.
Now, there's a discussion to be had about who's more talented. I think that's a fair discussion. I think they're both dog crap. But relative to their peers. I mean, I'm sure Nick Young's a better basketball player than me, and I'm sure Iggy Azalea is probably a better...
What is she, by the way?
I guess technically a rapper.
Okay.
I think that's what she claims. Is that right, Jung, or is she a pop star? We're going rapper, right?
Mm.
Like, she wants to be known as a rapper, right?
Rapper's a stretch just because technically, yeah.
Okay. She might be a better rapper than me, maybe, but it's close. But she is still more famous than him.
But would that be a kind of gangster rapper thing to do, to chop off a penis?
That would be pretty gangster. I don't know if that's a rapper thing to do.
Well, remember how rappers used to get shot or shoot somebody to be famous?
Right.
This would be taking it to a different level.
Yeah.
All right, let's try a phone call. Thomas, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you saw that video on YouTube about the brothers who were scaring their little sister, had her wisdom teeth taken out.
I saw
that. And had her convinced there's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. This chick was, her brothers took her home from dental surgery and convinced her there was a zombie apocalypse happening. And she's, yeah, you got to see the video. Describing it on radio will do us no good, but it was funny.
I will check it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. President George H. Bush is at Minute Maid Park. Apparently throwing out the first pitch tonight. He's not looking good, man.
No.
That photo's not flattering at all.
He's not throwing from the mound, I hope.
No, I hope he's throwing from the plate to the plate.
Yeah.
But
I always wonder about that. Like, when you get to a certain age, you shouldn't have to throw from the mound.
Yeah, because you don't want him breaking his hip throwing a baseball. All right. Quick break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. People like you, leading us to believe we're stuck in our ways, for habits that don't leave.
Raheel Ramzanali here, telling you to head into Saltgrass Steakhouse now. You want a great meal? Then go to Saltgrass. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best. Saltgrass does. With the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef steak, you also have chicken, fresh seafood, and the best barbecue baby back ribs. All items are made from scratch daily at Saltgrass. Breads, salads, dressings, and desserts. Great food and legendary hospitality makes Saltgrass an enjoyable experience for everyone. That's Saltgrass Steakhouse, saltgrass.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4810. That's 1-800-613-4810. 1-800-613-4810. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you into sports betting? Are you trying to learn more tricks of the trade? Check out the new audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting, Blitz Style by Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. If you're new to the game, want to learn the basics, they have you covered. If you're a veteran gambler and you want to improve your profit margin, this book's also for you. With almost 50 years of combined gambling experience, Fowler and Hoffman break down strategies for specific sports and types of wagers. They also delve into one of the most overlooked basics. That's right, how to manage your money. Sports betting has become more mainstream, and the competition is tougher than ever. Now you have the chance to level the playing field by downloading today. Thousands of dollars worth of knowledge are available for you at just $12.99. Go to podcastarena.com. That's podcastarena.com. And check out the Blitz page and follow the link. It takes minutes to download, and just a few hours, you'll have a lifetime's worth of handicapping tips at your disposal. It's an introduction to sports betting, Blitz Style, available now.
Attention, if you want to eliminate last year's debts this new year, you need to call the Mastriani Law Firm right now. Mastriani is so fed up with the banks and credit card companies' greed, they're offering you a free attorney consultation so you can start fresh. Creditors won't disclose your rights. You need John Mastriani to demand and enforce them. When you call, you'll gain the valuable insight needed to have your debt eliminated without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. Call now and join the thousands of Texans who have taken advantage of their extensive experience and proven strategies. In fact, Mastriani has completely eliminated interest and reduced principal for over 95% of their clients, often eradicating the entire debt. Don't wait for a lawsuit. But if you are being sued, or even after a judgment, Mastriani can still help. Call us now to stop creditor harassment and get on the road to financial freedom. A special phone line has been set up. Call anytime, 713-665-1777. Grab your cell phone. Plug the number right in, 713-665-1777. Call today and sleep better tonight, 713-665-1777. Mastriani Law Firm, Bel Air in Austin, Texas.
Have you ever been interested in learning horse racing but don't know where to start? Acing Racing 2016, the audiobook, is your path to winning on the ponies. With basic strategies and advanced wagering techniques, you'll learn everything you need to start betting at the track. Easily downloadable to all smart devices and computers, Acing Racing 2016 is a goldmine of information from me, Fred Fowler. Listen at the gym, in your car, or anywhere. After an hour and a half, you'll be ready to play at any racetrack in America, all for the low, low price of just $12.99. Go to GalMediaPublishing.com to download today. Acing Racing, your key to winning at the track.
Hi, this is David Delotti. If you're a stylist with experience or just out of school, we're looking for great talent at my Supercut stores. Call 713-957-5186. 713-957-5186. Become a Supercut stylist.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, if you're out on the West San Houston Tollway northbound at Westheimer, there's a brand new accident in a right lane. Also watch for a problem on the West Sam northbound at Clay. This report's brought to you by Account Temps. Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps or Robert Half Company. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm going to ask you a question because...
Ask it, dude!
Barry Bonds came out and said that if A-Rod only plays two more years, he won't break his home run record.
Okay.
What if A-Rod went off for 42 this year?
Unlikely, but let's say not impossible.
And then next year was in the mid-30s, closing in on it. Would people be excited if he had a chance to break Barry Bonds' record? Or
I feel like
because he's one of those guys that people don't really like.
Yeah, that's a good question because who's the good guy there? Is someone going to like? Are people going to cheer for Barry Bonds to keep the record or for Alex Rodriguez to break it? Which guy is more? Here's where I'll go with they will cheer against Rodriguez breaking it. A-Rod's a Yankee.
Yeah.
That's the tiebreaker. Like people, average fan who's not committed to any team looks at Barry Bonds, looks at Alex Rodriguez, knows their stories. Probably prefers Barry Bonds because Alex Rodriguez plays for the Yankees.
Probably so.
I think that's the tiebreaker.
And Alex Rodriguez is a beautiful man.
He is.
And that makes people jealous.
He is.
They can't accept that. But
haters going to hate.
He's sitting on 688.
But the player's going to play.
There.
And A-Rod's just going to shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Right, Jong? Jong knows.
Well, he'll catch Babe Ruth this year. He might eventually catch Aaron and be second.
He's only got one this year.
Well, it's early.
It's early yet.
And depends on how his cycle goes, you know, when he cycles into the right thing.
Stop it.
Oh, come on, man. He figured out how to hide it.
Okay.
You're 40 years old and you're raking like that, you're using.
Okay.
Well, how does it guys get better when they get older?
I don't know.
I'm telling you how.
I don't know.
And I'm okay with it. I don't care. If you get away with it, great. Just go out there and hit home runs. I would love to see another chase. And I think people would get into it because it's A-Rod, and it would be mostly rooting against him. But there'd be a lot of people.
What I will
love
say
to
is A-Rod, if A-Rod wants to do it, he can hang around long enough to do it.
He can. He could play another year. If he does 3 years, he'll get it.
I think so.
But he'll also be 43 years old.
When did Bonds retire? What age was he when he retired?
He was 41, I think, and he didn't want to retire. They just retired him.
Yeah, he didn't really.
He was
have
40
a choice.
Or 41.
Okay.
And he can still out-hit the Marlins in home run derby. So,
well, he played 22 seasons. A-Rod is in season 22 now. So, boy, yeah, that'd be tough. It'd be tough.
His last season, he was 42.
Oh, wow. It's an old man.
Yeah. But
you know who else got better as he got older?
Who?
Nolan Ryan.
Stop it, Fred. grow up, will you?
I'm just saying. He's from that era.
All right.
He's
not from that era.
He was from the era before they were testing anybody, yeah.
Yeah. But he was also, I mean, he's...
He got pretty big
late in his
career.
He comes from the old school.
Uh-huh.
He got pretty big. He was always pretty big.
No, go look at him.
He's a cattle puncher, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you question that man's legacy?
I'm not questioning any man's legacy.
Does it sound like he's questioning his legacy, John?
I don't know if he's questioning it.
What do you think he's doing?
He's just trying to get under your skin.
I feel like it's so funny because...
It's working.
For some reason, you're so defensive of Houston people. For instance, Guy V. Lewis, who has a questionable Hall of Fame resume at best, but you used to like be emotional about
it. It's not questionable. It was an obvious one, and he's in, so there.
Right. And it's obvious for a guy who won zero championships ever that he should be in.
Uh-huh.
But you were emotional about that, yet Nolan Ryan, who's the greatest athlete in Houston sports history.
Hakeem Olajuwon. Sorry.
All right, probably Hakeem.
Maybe
Olajuwon.
Carl Lewis.
Okay, but
yeah, he's top five.
Yet you sully his name.
I'm not sullying his name. Right. I'm just going to say the same thing that you would say about anybody. How there is no way you could sit here and say everybody was clean.
No, you can't. You can't.
And no one would ever question him because he's a hero. But would you be shocked?
No. Well, listen, no one would shock me.
Because that was kind of from the, why would it shock you?
I said no one would shock
me. Oh, okay. I said no one would shock you. No, I honestly, I don't think so. I just like tweaking you on
it. Yeah.
But the reality is, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, and especially his fastball got faster as he got older. But nobody would ever question. It's like when Tiger Woods was winning everything. Nobody said, well, maybe Tiger's on this. And then we found out he had a doctor in Canada.
You know what's crazy about Barry Bonds being forced into retirement? Barry Bonds had a 480 on base percentage his last year in baseball.
If he'd have played another year, he'd have hit 800. Easy.
Can you imagine someone who gets on base 48% of the time and you're like, you got to go, man. You're out of here. We can't keep you around. He led the league in on base percentage the year he was basically pushed out. And he's still, I mean, he wasn't hitting 50 homers, but he hit 28 his last year. You tell me, I mean, what would the Astros do for a guy who had a 480 on base percentage and would hit 28 homers?
I'd love to have that guy.
What team wouldn't love to have that guy?
How many at-bats did he have that year?
He had 340.
So
he had 477 plate appearances, but you got to keep in mind, yeah, he led the league in walks.
Again,
so his at-bats are low, but plate appearances, he had 477. I mean, he played in 126 games.
Mm. And 28 homers. They wouldn't pitch to him.
They wouldn't pitch to him.
Because he would just rake. Yeah, and his last year, OPS over 1,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that stretch where he was maybe the best baseball player we've ever seen, the 49-106, 49 homers, 106 RBI, 73-137, 46-110, 45-90, 45-101. Every year his OPS is over 1.3, except for 1 year is 1.278. And his slugging, 863, 799, 749, 812. Cartoon numbers.
Yep.
It's a shame that it's never going to get rewarded. But that's our society.
That's it.
I wish he could have played another couple of years. Ben says, A-Rod, did you watch the MLB postseason? I'm hoping he retired because he was awesome in the booth. Sox fan, for the record. He was pretty good. But I'd like to see him play for another 2 years, which he says he's going to do. Mark says, a day early, but what are the odds you cause a listener to wreck from laughter at you instigating AJ? there's certain things that I know gets him going. It's just funny.
Hey, where are we going to change this Twitter avatar for the Blitz with my Photoshopped head?
Yeah, I think it's probably time to
I'm going
to
move on from that Photoshopped head.
Yeah.
I don't like
it
that.
It was funny for about a week.
I'm out on that. Fix it, Jong. Jerk.
All right. We're going to play Hey Man Bleep That when we come back. Two of you are going to be winners. The actual winner gets to pick between two things. Whoever finishes second gets the other one. Here's what we're giving. Baseball is back in season with MLB The Show 16. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show PS3 video game. You'll get crystal clear visuals and new game modes that will blow you away. Become a legend. Go from minor league prospect to a Hall of Famer. Or win over fans across the country in the new conquest mode. MLB The Show 16 is the most authentic Major League Baseball video game, period. All your favorite teams, player, and stadiums in incredible high def. Now out for PS4 and PS3, only on PlayStation, rated E for everyone. And if you could choose between that and six Local Brews, Local Grooves tickets. Win six tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves Craft Beer and Music Festival this Saturday at the House of Blues. Kick off Houston Beer Week with over 25 craft beers and rare releases, 12 local bands on three stages, chef-inspired pub food pairing, and more. Tickets get you into the music hall, crossroads at the House of Blues, and the Foundation Room. To get tickets or more information, log on to houseofblues.com. Must be 21 to win. Callers 10, 11, and 12, you have to hold on through the break. You will be assigned someone's Hey Man. And whoever wins, you'll get your choice between the two. Whoever's second, you get the other one. Whoever's third, you get the joy of having had the chance to participate, but there will be no trophy for you. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman for Town & Country Leather's Natuzzi Truckload Sale. Guys, if you're looking for leather furniture, be a hero. Get to Town & Country Leather. Up to 70% off the finest Italian leather sofas, sectionals, including power reclining sofas and sectionals, starting at $12.99. This truckload sale won't last, so don't wait. With Town & Country Leather's buying power, they get the absolute lowest prices on this warehouse liquidation. Town & Country Leather, Post Oak at San Felipe, Grand Parkway at West Belfort, and now open on I-45 at Cypresswood in Spring. TownAndCountryLeather.com.
Did you know that some people who've got a ton of credit card debt actually don't have to pay it all off? And most of them don't even know it. To find out if you're one of these people, for free, call Credit Associates now for free information. The number is 1-800-900-1802. Trust me, you're going to want to make this call before you pay another cent. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt and you can't pay it all off, you may be one of the people who don't have to. you may be able to reduce your debt to just a fraction of what you owe, and all without declaring bankruptcy. Some people don't have to pay off all their credit card debt. To find out if you're one of them, call Credit Associates now for free information. Credit Associates depends on your success and offers a guarantee, so there's no risk. They'll even show you how much you can save for free. Call 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802. Call now before you pay another cent. 1-800-900-1802.
Hi, I run a restaurant. My name is Marcus Preavla, co-owner of Orleans Seafood Kitchen in Katy. From early in the morning to late at night, our team works hard to deliver great food and a fun atmosphere. But there's a lot more to running a business, like human resources, payroll, benefits, and compliance. So we turn to HR&P. Outsourcing to HR&P keeps us focused on our business.
Let HR&P customize a plan for your business. Get started at HRP.net. HRP.net.
No one plans on emergencies, they just happen. I'm Chris Church, founder of Church Services. We know what it's like to have an AC quit on you, or even have a drain clog up when you have guests over. Don't worry, if this happens, we're there for you. And our service call is free with every repair. That's right, if you have an AC or plumbing problem and we fix it, our service charge is free. Call 713-722-5000. Church Services, proven we care with every repair. Every day you worry, when your AC turns off, will it turn on again? I'm Chris Church, founder of Church Services. Your AC system is old, and you're wondering if it's going to make it through this summer. Can you afford a new one? With our affordable financing, you can. For as little as $4 a day, less than a medium latte. Call Church Services, 713-722-5000 for a free estimate. You simply can't afford not to take advantage of this offer with approved credit.
This is Glenn Davis, play-by-play broadcaster for your Houston Dynamo. Join me for every goal and big save on the home of the Dynamo, Root Sports. Visit RootSports.com for local channel listings.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. Pink and Patron tweets, I accidentally ordered some wings from Wingstop 2 weeks in advance once. Accident? Sounds more like a gift from the future. When the Crave calls, you answer it. Unexpected consequences are what time travel is all about. And look at what you brought back. Our new Smoke 9 wing. It took 9 iterations to perfect this mesquite dry rub with a smoky finish. So write your future self a thank you note. Smoke 9. Order it online and get it before it disappears.
Have you ever been interested in learning horse racing but don't know where to start? Acing Racing 2016, the audiobook, is your path to winning on the ponies. With basic strategies and advanced wagering techniques, you'll learn everything you need to start betting at the track. Easily downloadable to all smart devices and computers, Acing Racing 2016 is a goldmine of information from me, Fred Fowler. Listen at the gym, in your car, or anywhere. After an hour and a half, you'll be ready to play at any racetrack in America, all for the low, low price of just $12.99. Go to GalMediaPublishing.com to download today. Acing Racing, your key to winning at the track.
Hey guys, we're here, Ram Zanali here. Golf is in the air, and it's the big tent sale at Edwin Watts. I'll be your host at Edwin Watts on Westheimer in Yorktown this Friday at 3 p.m. You can't miss the biggest golf sale of the year. Plus, you can win prizes and tickets from ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's officially golf season. Come out for the Edwin Watts huge golf tent sale. Raheel Ramzanali and the ESPN 97.5 road crew will be at Edwin Watts on Westheimer on Friday. Join them from 3 until 5 for the biggest sale of the year. Edwin Watts is the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. All right, this is a little game we play every Tuesday. It's called Hey Man, Bleep That. And we have three callers, Joseph, Sean, and Brandon. Whoever, you will each be assigned one of us. Whoever has the one that Tyler picks as a winner, you'll get your choice between the Local Brews, Local Grooves tickets, or the Show PS3 game. Whoever finishes second will get whatever's left. Whoever finishes third
will get nothing.
You get... Thanks for playing. And
you're a loser.
You know, better luck at dialing better next time. All right. Playing for Joseph and leading it off will be Jong Lee. Playing for Sean, going second, will be me. And playing for Brandon, going third, will be AJ.
All right.
So, Jong, for Joseph, what do you have?
I was going to do that Dak Prescott story. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
The Texans, I guess, quote-unquote scout texted Dak Prescott all this stuff about, you know, sending him email, phone, contact information, all the stuff, saying that, of course, you know, reaching out to you, you know, signifies that we're interested in you. So how, I don't understand how, I guess numbers can get miscommunicated to other people, but when you're a professional scout like that, I don't understand how, like, you can't get it right. And for people that work for the Texans, a professional organization, it should be something easy as going to Mississippi State and asking for Dak Prescott's number and contact information. And for some reason, the scout decides to text this girl that's not Dak Prescott, obviously, and it gets all over Twitter.
You don't know how Zach Prescott, or you don't know how Dak Prescott identifies. You don't know what he's.
He might be a girl.
He might feel like he is. You don't know.
Maybe it's that when he got into trouble, he changed his phone number. It could have been that simple. But you got to, I think, for somebody that works for a professional organization, you got to do your due diligence and at least maybe reach out to Mississippi State and say, hey, is this the number that Dak Prescott's at? Or maybe I can get a different contact if I can't reach out to him or something like that. So to the Texans scouting department, I say, hey, man.
You hit with that. The double hey, man, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right, we'll stick with some sort of Texans-related stuff with mine, where, you know what? Denver, you won a Super Bowl. You've got rings. Get over the Brock Osweiler thing. Move on. Akeem Tlaib said, he talked to Osweiler about free agency. He says, what I do, I tell the young guys like Malik Jackson and Brock, I tell them it's not always greener on the other side. I've been on the other side before. It may look like $100 million, but after about 2, 3, and 13 seasons, the whole contract is gone, and there's a whole new staff in there. Once the guaranteed money is all gone, it ain't really what it looked like. I gave him fair warning, man. Okay, first off, I can understand somebody going to Jacksonville, giving them some kind of... But the guy's going to get... He's got his ring. Now he wants to get paid. But it's not like Osweiler's jumping into a team that is the Cleveland Browns. They're at least a 500 team. They're at least a competitive team. And if dude comes in and does his job, he's going to get paid. And I keep reading all these columns, always overrated and all that. Dude, get over it. Move on. Focus on Mark Sanchez or whatever other stuff you're going to bring in there. Celebrate your Super Bowl. Go cry in the damn Lombardi Trophy. No more. To you, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
All right, well, mine is not sports related at all. I don't know if you guys have seen what's going on with the Zika virus. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I talked about this like a couple months ago. That was one of my heymans.
Oh. Well, now they're saying they don't have the money to fight it. And basically, the thing is worse than they ever thought it was. It's making babies have super small heads, which is going to be, by the way, another thing that I'm going to laugh at, which is inappropriate to laugh at when those people
grow up. It's kind of hard not to, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, if someone has a normal body and a tiny head, that's going to be funny. But they're also saying it can paralyze adults. I don't want to be paralyzed. And they said everything we see is bad. Every week, every month, it tends to surprise us. There was no reason to think it would be this bad. And we are taking this very seriously. Anywhere between 25 to 80% of the population could become infected as the virus moves across new countries. Zika will hit every country in the Americas except for Chile and Canada, which don't have the mosquitoes that spread it. And where do we live? Right in the middle of Mosquito Town. Right in the middle. Smack dab.
And another reason why maybe I should be moving to Canada.
Yeah, I say, hey, man. Hey, man. F*** that.
All right, Tyler, rank them in order.
I definitely don't want to be paralyzed, so I'm going with AJ 1 and then Jong 2.
Okay, so that means Brandon, you get first choice, and Joseph, you get second choice. Sean, you should have dialed better. Anyway, that's Hey Man Bleep That.
Out on that virus.
I'll tell you what, though, they don't, I mean, they do have mosquitoes in Canada. They just don't.
They don't have that kind.
They don't have that kind. And they have these freaking horse flies. I hate those worse than mosquitoes. They're those big SOBs that bite you. That stuff hurts.
Yeah.
I am not a fan. And they have winter. I'm not a fan of that either.
And I don't think it's all mosquitoes, right? It's only the ones that are... Yeah,
it's only
yeah.
a certain breed.
So, yeah. The other day, I got bit by a couple of mosquitoes. I was like, oh, crap. But I think if you start, like, feeling ill, that's when you should go see a doctor. And that's when the Zika, then when you're infected, when you have the fever and the wooziness.
I'm the worst about that, too, because, like, I'll just tell myself, I just feel a little off today. I'll be okay tomorrow. And next thing you know, I'm going to have the Zika virus.
And then you're paralyzed and we have to wheel you to everything.
Yeah.
That'll be no fun.
I want to go to the doctor for everything now.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Really good job by Zhong Li. Really good job by AJ Hoffman. Good job by the callers today. Fun to be back in studio. It's actually two pretty non-sucky days in a row for me. A little surprising. Glenn Davis coming up next with Soccer Matters. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.